But let me add here that Julie has noted the pressing nature of this. I think everybody who was engaged in the last bylaws fight around affirmative action and governance, everyone I know of anyway, is willing to abide by whatever this commission says we can and can't do around affirmative action and governance. The point of this commission, to a great extent, is to avoid repeating that battle that happened 2 years ago around this same issue. And I think it's imperative, in order to have a bylaws convention, have it successful, that this commission really come together and address the issues in as definitive a way as they can.
Well, the kind of people you'd want to look at, right, would be people like Kimberly Crenshaw or, of course, now I'm blanking out the names of
Derek Bell comes to mind.
Derek Bell, thank you. That was exactly the name I was looking for. Those kind of folks, right, who have a depth of knowledge, who've written on the topic and so on. And my sense is that there's a network of such people across the country. They know each other, can make cross recommendations, and it shouldn't be hard to begin to do the spade work.
And their task is to advise the PNB as to the impact of the Michigan case on whatever we do in affirmative action.
Well, it is not only to review the Michigan case, but it's also to develop a detailed action plan on issues of inclusion throughout the network that don't pertain to governance per se, or to electoral processes, or to affirmative action in the elections and what have you, which is the main thing that Michigan would apply to. But it's also questions about, you know, compositions of committees and, you know, affirmative action policy and hiring, staffing, affirmative action policy and programming, and so on.
Anyway, maybe that's goes it too. One of the problems there was that as we were discussing this a few years back, unfortunately, it took place in the climate of competition and mistrust, and people thinking that maybe some group were doing certain things to benefit from, and so on. So this would be to set up a group of individuals who are progressive, who are involved in this struggle, who are competent legally. We don't just want to have a lawyer. I mean, there was a time when the law says that if you were a slave and you ran away, you are breaking the law, not the system that made you a slave. So I wouldn't want a lawyer that tells me what that law was. I wouldn't be satisfied with that. So it will be using individuals who are knowledgeable in different fights, particularly in the legal arena, and would be an eye to tell us how far do we develop the system to bring this network into the progressive mission that it claims that it's aiming for, bring people in the widest form possible and say within the law, and that the people are saying the sky is falling and sky is falling can be more at ease, that that we're pushing the envelope. That's what progressives do, but that we're not marching towards self-destruction. But that there will be an ongoing dialogue.
What I was trying to get at is, have we laid out in writing what we want this group to do? Because when you ask people to do a job, you ought to be able to send them in writing what their job is. And that's what I'm asking. For example, you could contact Charles Ogletree at Harvard University, who has written All Deliberate Speed, who has been on this case for a long time. It's part of the reparations team. But what would I ask him to do in writing? What is the role of this group?
Well, not knowing his specific, credentials, I don't know that I would know how to answer that.
No. It has nothing to do with his specific credentials. It has to do with what we're asking this group to do.
Itself isn't very explicit. What it says, as I read it here, is that the Blue Ridge Commission would... I'm trying to figure out if... Well, let's read the whole thing. That the Pacific the National Board shall establish a Blue Ribbon Commission whose members shall be identified by the ACOG National Committee of Inclusion, then recommended to the PNB with the advice and input of the executive director in order to attain qualified legal opinions from civil rights attorneys and scholars on what forms affirmative action measures in Pacifica's staffing, programming, and governance might take, and that said commission shall be comprised of qualified attorneys, anti-racist activists, and legal and cultural leaders of communities of color. So
what you just said is that this Blue Ribbon Commission simply is going to choose who will perform the task.
The NCOI would choose who's going to be on the commission and recommend, make that recommendation to the PNB, and the PNB would determine it in the final instance.
Can you say the last part you said, Raphael? The PNB would do what?
Well, with input from the executive director, the NCOI would identify the members of the commission and then submit those names for ratification, I suppose, by the PNB.
Folks, this is Leslie. I'm in someone else's office, and they're throwing me out. I want to thank you all very much for your serious consideration and support of these issues. I will hear the rest of this on Webstream probably this evening. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you all later.
And I'll ever be grateful to you for letting me know that this thing existed.
Ambrose, you're welcome. Absolutely. And thank you for taking it up with the IPNB and the PNB and staying on it for us.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Been a long call. See you later, Lissy.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
This is Julie. I just wanted to kind of make a quick point because I think that what Ambrose up is really critical. I know that we have a tendency to kind of say that we want certain things and assume that they're going to be carried out with the intent that we had originally planned, but sometimes that's not always the case. And so similar to like a job description for the executive director that we're going to hire, I think it would be critical to have not necessarily a job description for whoever's going to sit on the Blue Ribbon Commission, but maybe some goals and objectives of the commission or, you know, something more tangible, because we've run into this problem here with our community advisory board locally, is that because there wasn't anything tangible and concrete that they were to look at prior to going into the meeting, it's pretty much floundering. And so just in hindsight, I know that we would have provided a little bit more structure and direction to them, and I think that that's, you know, I think that that's kind of what Ambrose is talking about as well, in terms of just, and also too, knowing who, you know, who the best folks for this commission are. I think it would help, you know, all of us, not just within the NCOI, but within the broader PNB, to also then provide up recommendations if they had a better sense of what the charge of this would be.
I agree. I think it would be good to codify this, and even when Raphael, when you were talking, you added some important points that I think would need to be in the communication for people who might be interested in the commission, being a part of the commission.
Why don't we take this up at our next meeting, because it's awfully important to define what
yes.
they are supposed to do.
I would support that. The resolution was written loosely enough, so it doesn't define exactly who should do what. I found out that even though it took a long time for this committee to work, part of the reason why it worked much faster is because a lot of the work was done in between, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that similarly here,
mm-hmm.
it will be clearer. As you said, what are we going to ask as individuals to do? Now, some of it, we can have an idea. For example, some of the discussion we had before, we were through a different paradigm for inclusion. One of those we considered was, and that's the time when we were really afraid that things might not have worked necessarily. People were against having waivers and so on, fear that prisoners and other poor people would just, you know, come by hundreds of thousands and take over Pacifica. So one of the tools that people looked at some point was, well, could we, in an election, if we look at the demographics, and once we know the demographics, if we felt, let's say, that far, so far from the real demographics, would we allow to be allowed to add individuals to the board up to a certain number? I think the number we had at that point was 5, although we did start with a higher number before. I mean, suppose you had a station where, I mean, we know that women are 50%. Suppose they were, a result, because the argument that was presented to us was, well, you don't have to worry, you inform people properly, and things will take care of themselves. But suppose it doesn't happen. Suppose you have 10% women representation, for example. Would it be legal, quote unquote, to have individuals not chosen arbitrarily, but going down the list of people who actually ran and got the highest vote, but not enough to make it to the board? Could you pick the next highest women coming down and add them? So that would be, for example, that's an example I'll give you. Would you be allowed to do that if necessary? And what would be like the consequences and so on? So that would be a case where we would approach those individuals and submit that to them. But personally, I wouldn't mind also, since they're precisely in a world that maybe I'm assuming they might be more advanced than we are, if they could submit stuff to us also that could say, listen, would you like us to look at this? Or we've looked at this, what do you think of that? And so on. And it would be up to us to decide whether we use the material or not.
Julie, can I make a recommendation?
One of the, I don't know, I'm just going to kind of throw out this thought or recommendation and see where it goes. But I was wondering if a couple of folks on the call right now would be interested in putting together a draft that we could then review at the next meeting or build upon, that would begin to outline some of the stuff that we've been talking about. And I don't want to artificially volunteer Ray and Raphael, but you all seem to have kind of the most, at least, you know, I don't know if institutional knowledge is the best way, but have thought about this, I think, more than the rest of us, to then be able to commit some of your comments this evening to paper, and then we can move forward with actually putting together, whether it's a one-pager or whatnot, on the Blue Ribbon Commission.
Good idea. I would support that.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I think it sounds good. And I'd like to perhaps maybe a friendly amendment to that suggestion would be, in addition to the specific, I guess, description or goals and objectives, however it's framed, but also another part that kind of gets into what you were raising, Ray, about some of the specific issues and concerns based on our previous dealing with this issue at Pacifica. So specifically to talk about exactly what it is that we're interested in them doing. But in addition to that, some of those specific areas that we have addressed before and that we're interested in knowing the legal position on.
And I think that, by the way, that there's nothing wrong with, actually, but it might be good for us to maybe discuss some of it in our own respective, local communities also, to see if they have any ideas on that.
And I guess I was thinking that could be another part that we could be doing simultaneously, is to get with our LSBs and find out what people would they recommend for this task. Not to say that those recommendations would automatically become a part of the commission,
mm-hmm.
but we can start collecting some input on those recommendations.
Well, Julie, if I may, I think that what you're saying makes sense. I have a little hesitancy around it. I mean, I think you're correct to identify Ray and I as having, in effect, institutional knowledge around this, or institutional memory. And, of course, I was one of the principal protagonists in some of these struggles, and that causes me a little bit of hesitation, along with the fact that I'm not a member of the NCOI, although I hope to become a member of the local COI here in Los Angeles. I would be happy to go back to the coordinating committee of the Pacific Anti-Racism Work Group and work out some recommendations with them to submit to the committee and even be willing to come back and report on it. But I'm a little hesitant about serving on a subcommittee of the NCOI not being an official part of this body. I hate to split hairs like that.
Oh,
well,
no. I mean, I think
the committee members aren't hesitant.
Well, okay. Maybe you should be, Ambrose.
We'll take good sound advice from where we get it. So, no, don't feel that way.
But this is weird. I mean, I understand what Raphael is saying also.
Sure.
If it comes from a broader committee, but it would be, you know, maybe the recommendation would be broader also, and maybe people would give it more credibility. But I would also remind Raphael that in the original 2002 resolution by the board, that the role of that committee was recognized officially as a something of an ongoing partnership.
Well, okay, I mean, I guess, you know, given that the Pacific Anti-Racism Work Group historically, back from 2002, has been engaged in this, I guess I can accept it on that basis. But I just, you know, I hesitate for the howls of, like, inappropriate engagement and whatever, you know. I mean, somebody might call a lawyer and have him come with a camera, you know.
Well, the thing about it, Raphael, is it has to be passed through this committee anyway.
Right. Well, that's
so
true. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll accept
that.
I'll accept it then.
Thank you.
Well, I have a practical question for Raphael. Do you think that if you went to the committee as a whole and asked them to offer recommendations, that they would be able to do it by the time we meet the next time, which is the 20... What is that again? The 20-something?
Let me look at the notes really quickly. It is the 24th. May 24th.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's 3 weeks, so we can certainly call a meeting of the Coordinating Council at least and put out emails to the wider group across the country to get any input, any suggestion for names for that matter, any knowledge that people have with respect to you know, some of the legal issues. And there are two or three lawyers involved in the committee nationwide, and so, you know, we can get back some valid stuff by then, but certainly.
And what are you going to put together to ask these people to serve? What are you going
to... I'm going to talk to you about that, Ambrose.
Oh, I know.
You know, I mean,
but what I'm saying is we've got to get in writing what we're going to ask these people to do.
Right. I mean, what I'm saying is that I mean, I'll get input from them and then come to...
I mean, getting the members of the committee would be a simple matter, I would think. But asking them to do...
Now, are you talking about the work group, or are you talking about the commission itself now?
I'm talking about the super commission itself.
That's what that committee was going to do. The work group of the Western National Aid Commission was going to look at and flesh out.
What are you
going to
ask Anna Grenier to do?
That's what I'm saying. That group is going to look at that and make a recommendation as to what specific items would be looked at. And I heard Ngozi say that she believed that some of the items to be considered should be some of those things that people actually argued over in the past and so on and might not have been resolved.
And it would involve looking at areas of law and specifically what can be done legally with respect to programming. It would involve looking at the Michigan decision. It would involve looking at, you know, what is the impact, for example, of the fact that we have a minority designation with the CPP and what does that do in terms of our eligibility? There are a number of legal questions that could be asked. And I think that when you're asking about what they're doing, the question is what questions are they examining and what institutional framework does the application of the answers that I give have to fit into? Does that make any sense?
Well, also, too, I just wanted to clarify, because the intent of what I had mentioned was actually along those lines, Ambrose, that what Raphael and Ray would work on, and now it seems like Raphael with the Race and Nationality Working Group would then come back to us with an actual written description of what the intent of the Blue Ribbon Commission is and
that's
what we're
exactly
asking
what
the
saying.
Commissioners to do.
Absolutely.
Serve. And so that's what we're hoping to have a draft of by
right.
May 24th, our next meeting.
That's it.
That's what I'd understood you to be saying, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you not, if I know you're wearing many hats tonight, and if you the minutes reflect that, then maybe we can give Raphael a copy of that particular segment that, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I have in here that I had proposed a motion to have Raphael and Ray draft a description, but if, Ray, you'd like to leave it with Raphael to bring back to the group, that would be fine.
I'd like, the more the merrier, in my opinion.
Yeah, if it could be possible for Ray to be involved or...
But definitely, I like that.
Yeah. Okay. All righty.
That's it.
So I don't know if we want to. Basically, we had a few items that were more descriptive. There were updates on the racial nationality policy. I mean, we covered that already. The national collective, Spanish language, and something that's the latest addition to look at the international African diaspora news program looking at. So I don't know if people have a few more minutes they want to spend on that or if we kind of run the course. It's 10:36 New York time, by the way.
NDC time. I would recommend, and this is just my own, if we can handle these items on our next call and in the process try to get a little bit more information. I know, like I mentioned, KPFK is trying to get more information in terms of where the Spanish language programming is, where that discussion is right now. So I know I don't have a lot to kind of report on that. I don't know if other people do, but I feel like we've accomplished a lot tonight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would be fine with leaving these additional updates and items to the next meeting.
I just have one point of information that will help me to know how I feel about that, too. On the PNB, when is our next PNB call?
The 9th.
May 9th.
May 9th, okay.
So that is, and since we were called to make a recommendation, we can make a recommendation based on some of the votes we took on the resolutions. But some of the other items, like what we're talking about now, that would have to wait until hopefully the next board meeting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. Okay.
June.
I'm fine with what Julie said.
Julie Ray, I do have one concern about this thing we're doing with the Blue Ribbon Commission, and that is that there is a pretty tight time frame on this. I mean, with respect to, for example, I think that the first recommendations, the initial round of recommendations from the local station boards on bylaws have to be in by July 7th. Then there's a September, maybe September 30th deadline on the second set of recommendations, and the bylaws convention itself is supposed to be held by the end of March of 2006. And so, yeah, I don't know, maybe I have an exaggerated sense of urgency about time frame pulling this together, but do people feel that May 24th is
too far
away, or is that in a safe zone?
Well, actually, the reports are supposed to come in May about recommended bylaw changes, the first shot, by the end of May.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, we asked people to do in preparation for the bylaws convention, we ask each one of the LSBs to submit any recommendations they had, preliminary recommendations they had, by the end of May. That's the first shot. Now, I assume that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. And, you know, I don't know, Ambrose, when the absolute deadlines are or what, but, you know, if you're talking about gathering scholars and prominent civil rights attorneys in particular, and for that matter, activists who already tend to be overcommitted, the time available that they have is of crucial importance to getting this work done, and it's going to be something of a drag-out process.
Yeah. Well, some of it was practical, Rafael. I can take a look at it again. We looked at, actually I'm trying to do it, I forgot the code for the actually, I don't need the code to look at it. For the PNB calendar, and there's a whole month practically. There are quite a few days where that are available. Let me see. If we looked at, we're looking at May. There, we asked John specifically, and he said at this point he doesn't. He said we shouldn't count on having more than two meetings at the same time, and there are quite a few days that are taken. For example, if we skip this week, the next time is the 11th, which is clearly too close. So the only thing that would be available would be days like 17, 18, 19, and 20 are available. Let's say 17 to 19, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. But didn't we not choose that because people we had conflicts? Is that the reason why?
Yeah. What?
Hmm?
Yeah.
I thought we consulted our books and people at different activities that interfered with those days.
Right.
And that's why we wound up. Actually, personally, I'm available 17, 18, and 19. But I don't remember. Do people feel they want to go a little bit earlier than that? Or
earlier than the 24th?
Yeah. Because the election committee is on the 23rd, so we can do, that would be the Monday. And then, as I said before that, we have the 17th, 18th, and 19th, 20, which is, if we were to do it Friday too, which is criminal. But, personally, I would be able to do it earlier, but I don't know if it's similar for everybody else.
I'm available earlier, but I'm flexible.
Anybody else have a problem?
I'm going to check it out really quickly.
Sorry, Julie, what did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying I was checking it out.
Oh, okay.
The 19th, we have an LSB meeting.
Okay.
So, but the 17th and 18th look okay right now.
For me too. Well, the 18th I have something here, but the 17th I have something, but the 18th would be good.
William and Ambrose, how is it for you guys?
I'm looking now.
The 18th is a Wednesday.
The Wednesday?
Yeah.
That's not good for me. I have clients.
No, Wednesday's never good for me.
Okay.
But the 17th is a Tuesday, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, the 17th is Tuesday.
That might work.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
So 17th is not good. 18th is not good for some people.
I said I don't have a problem.
17th is okay.
Huh?
17th
is okay.
Yeah, 17th is fine.
I thought somebody said 17th was not good.
No.
Good for me.
Oh.
Great.
So I'm the only person, I don't know. what.
Is 17 okay for you, Ray?
Well, theoretically it's not. I have something called a delegate assembly. That's the highest body of my union and every staff person.
Oh,
no, you can't do that.
I didn't know
that.
Sorry.
No,
you
can't do that.
How is the 19th? Malcolm X Day.
The 19th, we have a KPFK.
Oh, you have that, yeah.
It doesn't start until 7, so I can do it, you know, from 5 to 7.
I could do that.
If you don't, yeah, that sounds possible. And, Raphael, you feel that this information can be looked at in a tangible, substantial way by the 19th?
So much of it's already been looked at, right? It's just a matter of synthesizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good for me, too.
So we could do it...
The 19th instead of the 24th.
Okay. At 5 Central or?
Yes, yeah, same time as usual.
Okay, great.
That would be 7 for you.
No, she was saying that she has a meeting, right, on the 19th, Julie?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Pacific time, though.
But
so
she's 2 hours earlier than you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great.
What time are we meeting?
The same time.
Okay.
On the Thursday, the... The 19th?
Okay.
Okay, great. Now, we were supposed to have the stuff mailed by the 13th, if people remember.
Yes.
To pick the chair and... I don't know if bylaws allow us to volunteer a secretary. That's the toughest job, isn't it? Goodness. Maybe we can rotate the position.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Just so that these ballots are safe, I know with another election, we actually put our ballots in a separate envelope inside the one that we write on so that people can't tell. I mean, even though we only have one candidate. Well, we only had one before. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Never mind.
Well, I know what you mean. The way you do that is that you take, but it has to be opaque so that you take all the envelopes inside and... The one outside says who it's from.
Yes.
So you remove all them. The second envelope has no name on it. And okay. You can't see the stuff inside. So you remove all of them, and you put them together.
Okay.
And then when they're together, you push aside those that were, that had the names, and then you open them. So now you don't know who voted which way.
So we will use the double envelope method.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think that's necessary, though? Okay.
Well,
I guess so.
I was saying with one candidate...
We could swear then to secrecy.
So we're not going to worry with that, with that one, this one, right?
I don't know. Has it been in the past? Anybody has had elections like that?
I actually had one like that, and we did it. William, remember that one? We only had one candidate, but we...
Yeah, the programming for it.
Yeah, we did it anyway.
You have to do it. I mean, bylaws.
I just wanted to count.
As long as the secretary for this board.
It seems like a pain, but I just want to make sure it counts, however we do it.
Okay, well, I'll do mine like that.
She's right.
Okay.
So, are we adjourning?
Yes.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Hey.
Nope. No objection.
Hey. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Really quickly, everyone, I'm going to send you the meeting notes from right now. If you could just review them while things are still fresh in your mind to make sure that I captured the main elements, and then we'll send them out to the rest of the board.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.